Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the tech that's reshaping our world. I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinth of tech jargon and concepts.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask all the questions you're thinking so you don't have to. Today, we're tackling a heavyweight matchup in the tech world, Docker versus Kubernetes.
Ah, the Clash of the Titans. But before we get into the ring, let's remember one thing. This isn't a battle to the death. It's more like a tag team match where both players have their unique strengths.
Right, like peanut butter and jelly. Good on their own, but together they're a classic combo. So let's start with Docker. I've heard it's something about containers.
Exactly. Docker packages and runs applications in lightweight, portable containers. Think of it as a way to wrap up your application with everything it needs to run. Code, runtime, system tools, and ensure it works the same no matter where you deploy it.
So Docker is like a travel kit for apps. But wait, if Docker is so great, why do we need Kubernetes?
Great question, Jamie. Docker is fantastic for development and single-host deployments. But imagine you have not one, but hundreds of these containers. Managing them, ensuring they're all running, talking to each other, and healthy becomes a Herculean task. That's where Kubernetes comes in.
Ah, so Kubernetes is like the orchestra conductor making sure all the Docker containers play in harmony?
Spot on. Kubernetes orchestrates and manages containers across clusters of machines. It automates deployment, scaling, and operations of application containers, making life much easier when you're running complex systems.
Okay, I'm getting it. Docker is for creating containers, and Kubernetes is for managing them. But can you give me a real-world example?
Sure thing. Let's say you're running a website that sells custom t-shirts. Initially, you use Docker to containerize your app, making it portable and easy to deploy. Business is booming, and you need to scale up quickly. You decide to use Kubernetes to manage your Docker containers, ensuring your website can handle the influx of orders without breaking a sweat.
I love t-shirts, especially when they come without website crashes. But this sounds complicated. Is it hard to get started?
There's a learning curve, but it's like learning to ride a bike. Docker's simplicity is great for getting your feet wet with containers. As for Kubernetes, think of it as upgrading to a motorcycle. You'll go further, faster, but you'll need to wear a helmet and learn the controls.
Got it. Wear a helmet when using Kubernetes. Now, when should someone choose Docker over Kubernetes or vice versa?
Use Docker when you're developing your app, need simplicity, and are working on a small scale. It's perfect for testing and iterating quickly. When your app grows and you need to deploy across multiple machines or have high availability requirements, that's Kubernetes' time to shine.
Makes sense. But are there any pitfalls to watch out for?
Absolutely. With Docker, one common mistake is not setting resource limits, which can lead to one container hogging all the resources. With Kubernetes, a frequent oversight is not properly securing your cluster. It's powerful, but with great power comes great responsibility.
I'll remember to be a responsible Kubernetes user. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Just that Docker and Kubernetes are not competitors, but complementary technologies. They're a dynamic duo in the world of cloud-native development, helping developers and companies build, deploy, and scale applications like never before.
Well, that's a wrap on Docker versus Kubernetes. Thanks for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech world. Stay curious and keep experimenting.
Until next time, keep your containers running and your clusters managed.